join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Tom Nelson. He's a candidate for Senate, United States Senate. And, Tom, we just found out that Roe versus Wade has been overturned.
Yep, and Wisconsin is one of maybe a dozen states, like right now, where doctors can go to jail.
Yes.
We are right now years. On the books. What is in effect right now is an 1849 law. 1849, so 1 year after this state was founded, that was a long time ago, it is illegal. It is illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion, and if he or she does, they can be tossed in the clink.
You know, the Josh Call, our attorney general, has clearly stated he's not going to enforce that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they can do to him on a federal level or others like him, because clearly there are people who, attorney generals across this nation who are refusing to enforce that.
Right.
But you hear Republicans, they're celebrating now, many of them, and they're saying, this was a mistake, mm-hmm. you know, 50 years ago or so ago. They made a mistake. We're correcting the mistake.
Ma'am.
So what does that mean?
And we talked off the air, you know, who determines that it's a mistake? This is 50 years. There's been a lot of justices that have sat on the Supreme Court. There have, I think you can say, not just thousands, but you could say there have been tens of thousands of legislators and members of Congress and U.S. senators in the last 50 years. And what this comes down to is six people. Three of which are illegitimate U.S. Supreme Court decisions. It's Merrick Garland should not be at DOJ. Merrick Garland should be in the U.S. Senate.
No question.
You know, so you've got three illegitimate Supreme Court judges. So half of this decision, half of the votes in this decision are illegitimate. And so I believe that we need to expand the court. And so I guess right here in the Earl Ingram Show, this is, I am a candidate for the U.S. Senate, one of the most competitive seats in the country.
You mean you're for packing the court, for
heaven's sakes? I'll tell you what. Let me be clear, though. So I'm on this wonderful radio show. So now I'm making my first public pronouncements on this decision. And so I believe that we need to expand the court, because I believe that the Republicans have been packing the court for many years now. And three of the six votes are illegitimate. Those are illegitimate justices. To correct that, Democrats have got to get aggressive, and we've got to expand the court. How do we get there? We win Wisconsin. The only way that the Democrats keep the majority, let alone add to the majority to get a working majority, is if Democrats win this state. I've said it before. I will say it again. Over the last 20 months, I am the only candidate who is best positioned to beat Ron Johnson. I'm the one with the track record, to say nothing about the track record of where I stand on issues like a woman's right to choose, but I have the track record of beating Republicans in their backyard, not once, not twice, but six times over 17 years. Democrats cannot get this race wrong. If we want to codify Roe, if we want to make sure that women and doctors do not go to jail, we have to win Wisconsin. That means nominating someone who can beat Ron Johnson, and that's me. We could go up to 51, and if we get to 51, we can get rid of the filibuster.
You know, Tom, if you look at decisions that this, as you stated, illegitimate Supreme Court has you know, come to over the last week or so, things that, you know, separation of church and state is not in the Constitution, but, you know, there are things that have been taking place, and I don't think there's anybody, for the most part, with any common sense, who thinks it's a good idea mm-hmm. for religion and politics to be married to one another, except for people who have an agenda, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And yet here, that's kind of been, you know, overturned, if you will. Mm-hmm. The what's happening in New York City with guns and the laws, these things are going to affect us. The people who created the 6-3 majority, mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. knowingly, mm-hmm. that these are our, hey, these are our guys. We have our guys on the court. They've been kind of silent for a while, but now we see the impact of what all that was.
Let me also make this point, too, and I made this point up in Minocqua, which is way up north. Right. And Minocqua, that's not blue country. That is red, deep red country. And there were more people turned out for the Minocqua rally, and there were more people turning out for the women's rally in Wausau than what I had heard turned out in Madison or Milwaukee. So this is all over the place. And what I said at that rally in Minocqua, I said, you know what? If this was about constitutional rights, and this is a constitutional right, it's been a constitutional right for 50 years. If this was a constitutional right about a man's body, okay, this state would be burning down right now. There would not have been a debate about this. There would likely have been, but there isn't. You know, this comes down to a woman's right to choose. This is a right given to women. And so, I mean, it is... You know, I mean, as a father, I have a daughter, and I have three sisters, including one that's 19 years old, and I think that this is just, I'm really concerned. I'm concerned for them, and I really am concerned about this country, because this really speaks to us as a people, how we treat 50% of this country.
So, Tom, do you think that... Clearly, there's a price that should be paid for that decision, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all things being equal, you would think, and we know who's pushed this, the Republicans.
Right.
And the fact that they're the reason.
Right.
You would think that there's an ultimate price.
Right.
That should be paid for that. I'm not sure that's going to matter.
No, I think so, too, that there is another side of this issue, and I think as the days go by, that group is smaller and smaller and smaller, because when you take away a right, more and more people that may have been ambivalent or even may have been against that right realize, whoa, holy cats, if you got six people, they're going to take away a constitutional right. What does that mean for me? What right are they going to take next? And I think you've got, think about this, in the last 24 hours, there was this just goes to show how just inconsistent, how partisan the U.S. Supreme Court is, that in one case, you are getting rid of a law in New York that's been there for many years. Okay, we're not talking about bringing back a law that's been, you know, silent for 50 years, but one that's been there for over 100 years that allows the legislature of New York to protect its citizens. That's gone. That's unconstitutional. And now a right that's been enjoyed by women for the last 50 years, it's gone, all within 24 hours.
So that hypocrisy where you hear people on the right constantly talking about states' rules, states' rights. Mm-hmm. We don't want the federal government infringing upon our states' rights. But with this decision of overturning Roe versus Wade, they're not leaving it up to the states.
No. That's another angle of hypocrisy. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I know.
I mean, we could take like 2 or 3 days of reciting all the angles of hypocrisy from this decision.
Yeah.
It just cranks it up.
It really does. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Tom Nelson. We'll be right back.